deciphering the minutes from the Fed.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, I'm Jeff Horwich with our look at business and the economy as Wall Street starts the day. And we're going to start with some news that slipped through the cracks a little bit this week. The Federal Reserve has released the minutes from its meeting in mid-December. You might recall this was the meeting where the Fed's policy setting board announced a major shift in approach, vowing to continue an expansionary monetary policy until unemployment hits 6.5%. But the minutes released this week convey more nuance than we got at the time. And to take us through some of it, I'm joined by John Sylvia, chief economist at Wells Fargo. He's with me live from Charlotte. Hello, John.
Hello.
So what struck you as most notable within these minutes from the last Fed meeting?
Well, I think you're quite right to emphasize the nuance. And oftentimes, you know, market prices for both bonds and equities and commodities and gold, for example, always based upon expectations. And what we saw here was something different than what the market had expected. The Fed was talking about easing and buying treasuries, but now it seems as if there's a significant segment of the Fed that say, hey, you know, maybe by the end of the year, we're going to stop buying the treasuries. Well, immediately to the market that said there's less demand for treasuries, maybe 5, 7, 10-year treasury rates will go up, and they indeed have. And it also emphasizes perhaps less stimulus long-term in terms of the marketplace in general. So, I think quite rightly, Jeffrey, it's a nuance, but it's always like new information that moves the market.
Does it take some of the heft out of what the Fed seemed to be trying to do in December with its statement?
Yeah, absolutely. It takes some heft out of it. We've all talked about a certain number of Fed regional presidents who were very, very skeptical about continuing the current policy. But it wasn't apparent until the minutes came out that there actually were a number of them at that meeting who really expressed the view that, hey, maybe we ought to stop by the end of the year. That's the news.
And earnings season kicked off yesterday with Alcoa, and all the major publicly traded companies will follow with their latest quarterly results, or most of them anyway, in the next couple of weeks. Very quickly, John, what should we expect?
Probably a slower earnings growth for this year compared to last year. The economy continues to do okay, but it has slowed a little bit. But the big problem, Jeff, is that unit labor costs, cost of inputs, you know, basically metals and cement, for example, are going up. That's a squeeze on profits.
John Sylvia is chief economist at Wells Fargo. Thank you, John.
Thank you.